My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning with you until 9 a.m. Glad you're with us. Of course, tomorrow, high school football practices begin. Matter of fact, some schools are going to start at the stroke of midnight tonight in a midnight madness. I don't think they're going to do it at this school, the coach we're getting ready to talk to. But his school has a very special honor. They're going to be playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic against Cedar Grove. They're going to be the last game, the very final game. They're going to be the cherry on top of the sundae.
Okay.
I don't know if he sees it that way.
Well, we have another question to ask him. We'll see how he feels about that question, but we have one right off the top, don't
okay.
we? Noel, do you have that still going there? Just a little, bring it up a little bit there. We want to welcome Coach on here. Coach Johnny White, welcome to Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, we are doing fine, sir, and we had a little back and forth there earlier in the show because when we said your name out loud, it was mentioned that you have a name that sounds like an old Motown singer. That would be a great name.
I wish I could sing. Can't sing a lick, but I appreciate it.
There you go. I told you he wouldn't be offended by that.
Oh, man.
If you told him, yeah, one of the singers of the Temptations was named Johnny White, he would probably be proud.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'd like it better if you told me I was a singer New Edition. I'm a big New Edition
okay.
fan.
Okay.
There we go. Coach White, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yes, sir.
And my goodness, thoughts, first of all, about you and your program being included in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic in the bins. What's that been like when you got the news about that? And it has to be a lot of excitement for your team and for your school and community.
It is. It's big. Let me tell you. So in 2021, I got there in 2016. I had a great principal by the name of Andre Weaver. And then we have a new principal that came in. Her name is Miss Parks. Great principal. But the thing was, after our 2021 season, she said, I want to play in the Corky Kell Classic. She said, I need this program to be able to play in the Corky Kell Classic. I said, yes, ma'am. And we just kept working. And after a great season, when the news came, we were all excited, but she was super excited. So we're looking forward to that.
Coach, we were wondering how the process has played out. Was the first time that you were even offered the opportunity to be a part of it? Or is it you have to, like, submit? How does this process play out?
I think they contact us. We got contacted and asked, would we be interested in playing in it? And, of course, you know, with our program and with it being the first one in Douglas County to have an opportunity, we jumped at the idea of playing in it. And, you know, with these kids, you know, a lot of them are Falcons fans and a lot of them all have aspirations of playing in the NFL. So playing in an NFL stadium is always exciting to these kids. So, like I said, we were a game and 3 points short from making it to the bins last year, which was very, not upsetting, but, you know, just humbling. So that's been our work after this year, is to try to get back. So, or not try to get back, but try to get there. So, like Sam said earlier, our whole mantra this year is that we want to start in the bins, of course, with the Corky Kale. But we want to be blessed and try to find a way to finish in the bins as well.
Yeah, tremendous season last year, 13-1. You mentioned that one, that setback was against Whitwood Academy in the semifinal game. Heartbreaker. How many of your players are back from that? Because to get to that point, you know, you have some players that return and have some experience for you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, believe it or not, last year, that's why I think, you know, last year was so special. We started 16 sophomores last year. So on offense, we brought everything back but the quarterback. And then we had a quarterback that I moved in, which is a blessing. I think God looks out for babies and fools, but by the name of DJ Bordeaux, who transferred from Alpharetta, who has over 20 offers right now. He's a rising junior. So we have 10 returns coming back on offense, the whole offensive line, all the receivers, the running back. Both running backs, and on defense, we're returning 6 starters.
Douglas County head coach Johnny White joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coach, I'm going to use your words, and I'd like you to explain why this is so important to you. If you go to his page, it says, head coach, Douglas County, kids don't care, Sam, how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
I stole that from my college coach. I played for, if you're a little old like me, I played for former NFL coach Sam Ritigliano from the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I played for him at Liberty. I played 5 years there, went coach high school football for 4 and got the opportunity to come back and coach with him for 2 years. And as much as I enjoyed playing for him, I learned so much from a coaching standpoint, coaching at the college level and just learning underneath him. And that was his biggest thing. His biggest thing was forget X and O. X and O's don't matter if you don't have relationships. So I'm big on relationships with my kids. I'm big on trying to make sure these young men are going to be ready for the next level. And I mean the next level. I'm not concerned so much about football. I'm talking about they're going to be great fathers, great employees, great husbands. So that's our mantra. So I want to make sure that the kids are not playing for themselves or playing for a coaching staff, but playing great for each other. Because I feel like if our kids play their best for each other, then I think that we have a great football team.
And, Coach, having said all of that, how is that implemented into how you coach in 2024, given I would imagine your job has changed dramatically since you got there in 2016 and all the things that surround being a coach in this year and still trying to bring that phrase to the forefront. How has that changed your the way you go about approaching each season?
Well, this season was a lot different. Well, when we got there in 2016, you know, everybody would play us. Nobody would turn us down. It was easy to find games. But over the past couple of years, we've been doing pretty well, especially after this last season. And then our region, unfortunately, went from 8 teams to 5 teams. So we had to find 6 games. So we got turned down a lot this past year looking for games. So that's why our schedule is what it is. We had to.
I wondered who did that. I'm looking at the schedule and say, who picked these folks? Coach.
Yeah, some idiot named Johnny White picked this schedule. But I wanted them battle tested and ready for the playoffs. You know, it was funny. Like, I don't know. I mean, being 13-0 was great, but I've always asked myself, had we lost early? Because it's kind of hard to correct a 16-year-old when they're still winning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think some of the minor details that we missed out on last year, it was kind of hard to miss. It was kind of hard to get them to understand exactly what we needed done because they hadn't lost. So I'm not saying I want to lose at all this year, but I know I want to have. I mean, our schedule is tough enough to where if we don't bring our A game every week, then you know, y'all won't be calling me anytime soon.
Yeah, we will. We'll still call you up, Coach. We'll still call you. They're in the nightcap for the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic. 7 o'clock start on August 17th in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Cedar Grove, and we'll have that game for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But Cedar Grove is just a start. I mean, you got Jonesboro, and we won't talk about Jonesboro and what they got going on now with Coach Floyd. He might have something for you. You got Newton, and then we get Hughes, and you know them people really well because you were part of the foundation down at Langston Hughes. And then Buford after that, Coach, like I said, you call these people up to set up the schedule you got. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, we had to find teams that are ready to play, and, I mean – we want to be battle-tested, and I think we'll be battle-tested. Coach Floyd does a great job at Jonesboro. Just had a 26 DB commit to Georgia, who's a special player. Had another kid commit a D lineman, so made the commitment ceremony yesterday. Langston Hughes is loaded again. Got 2 big-time SEC linemen that already committed. Got a quarterback that came in who's very athletic, and, you know, Buford's Buford. So then we still have to go play East Coweta and play Westlake and play Chapel Hill, and then we finish off the season hosting Carrollton. So, I mean, we gotta be ready every Friday or every Saturday. And then Newton County has got a slew of athletes. So I'm excited. We got a lot of work to do. Summer put us back a little bit. We had some major injuries during the summer. Unfortunately, we lost a junior receiver with over 20 offers. Marcus Carter dislocated his knee towards ACL on just a freakish, just at practice, just caught a ball and just landed wrong. Nobody touched him or anything. So thank God he's a junior, and we're praying for a speedy recovery for him so he can come back ready to go for his senior year. But just got to get ready. Tomorrow, just, you know, come in Monday, and then our slogan is outwork yesterday. So on Tuesday, after we practice on Monday, we got to do better on Tuesday.
Yeah, that gets it. That gets things going and officially coming up tomorrow. But, Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Look forward to seeing you, and especially look forward to seeing you and your team play inside the bins to start the season.
That's gonna
on
be
August
special.
17th. Yeah.
He's gonna be like a parent on Christmas morning, watching these kids walk in there and look around.
Very special, very special. And we're hoping to have a couple of special guests come with us this year because this year marks the 60th anniversary of Douglas County's state championship team.
Okay.
They won it in 1964, and during our playoff run, we had a couple of those guys come to practice and talk to the kids. So we're going to try to get a couple of those guys to come out with us in that Benz game.
I was going to ask him if he has, you know, who does he have come out and speak to the team before each season?
Yeah, but you get somebody that's won a state championship all those years ago to come back. A little inspiration for those young men. Coach Johnny White, we thank you for spending some time with us. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you this season.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I mean, we had the fine teams that are ready to play, and, I mean, we want to be battle-tested, and I think we'll be battle-tested. Coach Floyd does a great job at Jonesboro. Just had a 26 DB commit to Georgia, who's a special player. Had another kid commit a D lineman, so they made their commitment ceremony yesterday. Langston Hughes is loaded again. Got two big-time SEC linemen that already committed. Got a quarterback that came in who's very athletic, and you know Buford's Buford. So then we still have to go play East Coweta and play Westlake and play Chapel Hill, and then we finish off the season hosting Carrollton. So, I mean, we gotta be ready every Friday or every Saturday. And then Newton County has got a slew of athletes. So I'm excited. We got a lot of work to do. Summer put us back a little bit. We had some major injuries during the summer. Unfortunately, we lost a junior receiver with over 20 offers. Marcus Carter dislocated his knee, tore his ACL on just a freakish, just at practice, just caught a ball and just landed wrong. Nobody touched him or anything. So thank God he's a junior, and we're praying for a speedy recovery for him so he can come back ready to go for his senior year. But just got to get ready. Tomorrow, just, you know, come in Monday, and then our slogan is outwork yesterday. So on Tuesday, after we practice on Monday, we got to do better on Tuesday.
Yeah, that gets it. That gets things going and officially coming up tomorrow. But, Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Look forward to seeing you, and especially look forward to seeing you and your team play inside the bins to start the season.
That's gonna
on
be
August
special.
17th. Yeah?
He's going to be like a parent on Christmas morning, watching these kids walk in there and look around.
Very special, very special. And we're hoping to have a couple of special guests come with us this year, because this year marks the 60th anniversary of Douglas County's state championship team.
Okay.
They won it in 1964, and during our playoff run, we had a couple of those guys come to practice and talk to the kids. So we're going to try to get a couple of those guys to come out with us in that Ben's game.
I was going to ask him if he has, you know, who does he have come out and speak to the team before each season?
Yeah, but you get somebody that's won a state championship all those years ago to come back. A little inspiration for those young men. Coach Johnny White, we thank you for spending some time with us. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you this season.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.